Hey. I mean, this is kind of not something I've done, but I can't handle my loins anymore. They're so I'm sure I'm gonna want to delete this like three times because it's awkward or whatever, but also the thought of you listening to this after all that we were up to yesterday is really, like, really alluring. So we will see. If you're hearing this, then I didn't delete it, and I got over myself, and we shared a moment. So maybe let's start here. Okay. First things first, because I need to be who I am. I thought I would tell you, I went out to get coffee and I was like, I can't go to Starbucks naked. That is a bridge too far. I can't do that. So I just put on the nightie that I think I told you I only wear like night dresses. I don't own pajamas. So I like, it's pretty a skimpy little nightie, and I was like, obviously that won't do. So then I have like a grandpa sweater, and I do mean like I went, it's like from the barn, like it's like the ugliest thing you would have ever seen, and I'm genuinely not exaggerating when I say that this is an eyesore and the worst thing. And then I have a ball cap on and gardening shoes. I look so attractive. No, I do. It's like pretty girl under ugly clothes syndrome is what it is. Okay, so there you go. That's me talking to get some of the nerves out for a recording. And I want to because you're driving me crazy, and I kind of wanted you to experience it, you know. So yeah. Okay. First things first is I know I keep saying like, oh, like you make me so. Like I don't want to use like the really, really crude words with you because I genuinely don't use, like I don't really swear a lot in real life. I try not to because I think, swearing is like, by and large, you can, if you want to really get your point across, smart people use language delicately and not, harshly. But anyway, I think I swore like last night when I was frustrated at my phone for, what did I say? Like, because it wasn't cock blocking because I don't have a cock, so it was like cunt blocking motherfucker or something like that. I was just like typing away like I hate you. My phone was like the internet, but I am rambling. So back to why we're here. Okay, so I want you to hear how much my body is reacting to you. So I'm going to touch myself and put my phone near. I'm going to spread my legs and I'm going to put you down there and I'm just going to touch myself a little so you can hear it closely. And I am going to maybe talk a little because I'm a chatty, nervous girl, and that's what I'm going to do. So there's your outline of my agenda and objectives. Can't help myself. Okay. I'm wondering if you could hear that. And I just pulled my hand out. I have like a fistful. It looks like I went and washed my hands in the sink, and I didn't even try to wipe them off and like flick them off. Like a little, oh, I washed my hands. Flick, flick, flick. Rub with the towel. I have the hand that has not been flicked yet. That is what my hand is, because that is what you've done to me. So congratulations. I have. Like I said, I wasn't kidding when I said it was dripping down my thighs. But now I'm going to make a concerted effort to actually close my eyes and just touch myself and think about the things that you said earlier. Because my objective right now is that I need to come. I need the release because you've driven me crazy for whatever, a lot of times. So that's what I'm doing. I'm maybe chatting about a little. Maybe I should stop chatting and I'll just breathe and you can listen. I'm thinking about when you told me that you had your hand behind my arch back. That was really hot because I just like being held and kissed a lot. Like I could kiss for hours. So okay, stop fussing around. I need this. I'm so loud. Loud. It's so loud down there. Shut up, Ari. Just think about what I say. I'm not an exhibitionist. I am. How am I? Like, not. I'm soaked. I'm so soaked. And I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. Like, on tape, it's like I need to know you're listening. And I'm obviously turned on. I'm, holy moly, moly, moly. I think it's that I wish you were actually factually here. Like, right here. Like, inside me. Yeah, that's what it is. I don't have a dildo. I actually don't own a dildo, but I don't. If I had that would make it feel more like you versus like me just generally masturbating. And I don't, you know, like it's not. Oh my gosh. What am I going to do with you? What am I going to do with you? I know what I'm going to do with you. Your sweet face. Trying not to let your colleagues see or hear groan in your voice, but you do. You are groaning for me. I'm gonna do this for you. I'm going to come for you. I know I didn't scream really loud or whatever the porny people do. Like, that's fake sometimes. Well, not really. I mean, it can be fake. But, yeah, I just... You're so fucking amazing. This has been a wild, wild ride. And I now need to go get a mop and a broom and take care of this. It's a mess. Just a mess. Not a mop and a broom, that's ridiculous. But a full-on, full-size towel. I should have prepared better. Okay, well, I hope this is at least amusing for you. I am equal parts, you know, happy and mortified at this, so. Okay, well, when you get this, we'll talk.